DJ Switch.
Yes, indeed. My God is a good God. Live DJ Reds on deck. Love and respect, let's move.
Whole world saying they don't need God.
Yeah.
Bullets get to flying and they scream God.
They need them.
Bullets hit that body and then they need God. And now you're about to die and they just scream God.
I can spit this verse any other way, but I speak the truth, he the only way. Rappers keep on lying, they be even flying. And if they speak the truth, I must be a lie. It's like they all blind, leading the blind. And why they need my God, they already shining. And why they need my God, they already good. The whole hood love me, you misunderstood.
Make them understand.
Pop a perk, then he land back. Homeboy hating, blow his brains back. Now that life he was living, he can't change that. The warning came to him, he ain't take that. I guess they be thinking they good without God. And now that body bleeding, he ain't got God. Got me all in chills, I can see it's real. The way his spirit going got me all in tears. I'm asking Holy Spirit to give me the words. Your life ain't real cause you hitting licks. Your life ain't real cause you flipping bricks. Pocket full of money and you hitting chicks. Whole world saying they don't need God. Bullets get to flying and they scream God. Bullets hit that body and then they need God.
Funny,
and now you're about to die and then you scream God. Whole world saying they don't need God. Bullets get to flying and they scream God. Bullets hit that body and then they need God. And now you're about to die and then you scream God.
And they be selling everything, brick after brick. Just to get you by the album, trick you again. Then they send their kid to college, trick you again. While your kid doing time, stuck in the pen. Flexing again, icy again. And all this fake love around you can't buy you a friend. And you ain't really on them drugs, you promoting to them. And now your fans doing things you never was in. Real as it get, I speak truth and that's it. And you be flagging all them demons, you worshiping them. And got the people out here dying, influenced by them. And I be screaming to my lungs, the kingdom is hit. Sick as we is, we need God in this rip. And you ain't gotta lose your life to see that he rip. And I'm just preaching to myself, I know how you feel. Why these rappers out here lying, claiming they rip.
Whole world saying they don't need God. Bullets get to flying and they scream God. Bullets hit that body and then they need God.
They need them now.
And now you're about to die and they just scream God. Whole world saying they don't need God. Bullets get to flying and they scream God. Bullets hit that body and then they need God. And now you're about to die and they just scream God.
Dear Lord, thank you for everything you've done for me. All the blessings you bestowed upon me. In your name I pray and I say thank you. Amen.
Half man, half amazing.
DJ Reds, don't wait till it's too late. That's when you want to act like you need God. Get them while everything right. Let's go.
Baby. Christian Dior on my shoes, they cost a band. I probably won't wear again. Lil Milton just came on the news. I'm thinking, damn, he back in trouble again. Spend me a meal cause I can, I know who I am. And I give thanks to the man. Tiger just jumped out of can, that's my little man. Right back in action again. That young we still on. My dog going through what I feel for him. She told me she love me, I feel for it. Got real niggas sitting in jail for it. Got a pack, I'ma put it in the mail for it. On a hunt for the money, I smell for it. When big dog on his tongue for it. That little boy, I ain't going for it. Get money every day, I wake up. Don't ask me be a man, little shawty break up. Them M's coming in, let them stack up. Don't ride my way, dog, back up. I ain't never had shit, I gotta act up. Don't come too close, my dogs won't buck. Don't need no help, don't last for much. If I ever go broke, we masking up. Run the money up, way up. Life ain't sweet, ain't no layup. Drip for sale, they gotta pay us. I stay down and I came up. Stayed the same and they changed up. I knew they was gon' change up. Money never gon' change us. I just be in my lane stuff.
I put the Bentley inside the garage. I don't know how much head I could dodge. I can get you knocked off with a knot. Four pockets full, everyone got a knot. I said this shit been a hard. I knew you weren't real, you weren't there from the start. Anything get in my way came from God. Broken on stage and I get an applause. Then your gunner done growed up. Bet they cool, they know it's us. My bro took a loss and I picked him up. We stick together, they ain't rich as us. I wanna sit down, she ain't lit enough. Every time I can't catch why I get a rush. My money long as the yellow bus. It ain't no secret, I'm living plush.
Run the money your way, yo. Life ain't sweet, ain't no layup. Drip for sale, they gotta pay us. I stay down and I came up. Stayed the same and they changed up. I know they was gon' change up. Money never gon' change us. I just be in my lane stuff.
Yes, indeed. Sucker Free Saturdays right here. DTLR Radio, your fashion, your lifestyle. DJ Riz, I'm in the building.
DJ Super, what's good? What's good?
Our special guests have finally come through, my brother.
Into the arena.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's your boy, Bobby V.
Yes.
And I brought alongside with me my first R&B artist, Santos Silva.
Yes, sir.
Very nice.
So I'm on a little, I'm on an R&B addiction tour. It's my own tour.
Okay.
And I just signed two artists to my label, Veltri Music Group.
Mm-hmm.
And Santos Silva. And then we have Zan Man Trippin. He's a rap artist.
Mm-hmm.
And Santos is a pop R&B slash, you know, R&B slash pop, pop slash R&B
slash mm-hmm. experiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yes. Yeah. Slash experiment.
He definitely got the vocals. I heard him before, you know, we got started. So he got skills.
Yeah, he be in it. So, you know, sometimes I have to cut him off. Hey, let's get this interview going here.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you, Bobby V. I mean, you have a rich history in the industry.
Yes.
Dating all the way back to when I was a youngin', Blackberry Molasses.
And I was a youngin',
young mister.
We ain't youngins no more.
No, not at all. The greatest.
If you was young then, you ain't young now. You
Oh, no. No.
We ain't young no more.
No, we seasoned.
We seasoned. That's mm-hmm. right.
You a vet.
Marinated.
So, you a vet, though.
Yes, mm-hmm. sir.
Do you accept the term living legend at this point in the game?
I mean, I accept it. But, you know, we had a talk last night. It was me and the crew, and we was just talking about who are legends and what's the definition of legend. So, you know, I mean, I'll take being a legend. I know a lot of people, they call me a legend, but I think I feel in my heart that I'm a legend, but I'm not sure that, you know, it adds up to the real legends like a Babyface. You know what I'm saying?
Or
certain people, maybe in my era, because there's legends of different eras. So mm-hmm. hopefully I'm able to, you know, live up to those standards.
See, as DJs, right?
Yeah.
And Reds can agree with me on this one.
Thanks.
When Slow Down hit,
yeah, indeed,
the climate at that time,
yeah,
that record, it was an instant no brainer for us as on Mix Show,
right?
Like when it went straight to Mix Show, the tempo, the sound, mm-hmm. the lyrics, the hook, everything, and then of course Tell Me and all that other like I felt like you were kind of like bringing R&B back into where it needed to be when things were kind of in a different climate at the time.
Right, definitely. Mm. Slow Down was definitely a blessing for me.
Oh my goodness.
That was a record that, you know, it initially started out in California, and it started with a DJ just playing it at night. He moved, his wife got pregnant in the daytime, and he started to play the record in the daytime. So the record blew up like that. And then I was already signed to DTP at the time, so they got the label situation because of that record.
Mm.
And then once they got behind it, it was just out of here.
So they got that label situation because of Slow Down?
Pretty much, yeah.
Wow.
Because, you know, they had DTP, mm-hmm. but they, you know, they just had artists signed. Like they had Titty Boy, a.k.a. 2 Chainz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had Player Circle, and they had
Shauna
and All of Us and Chingy
and all that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and everybody had deals at different places. But once, you know, Slow Down popped off, they were able to get that label situation at Def Jam.
Nice.
So it definitely helped. Which is what I'm trying to do for Santos Silva here. You know, get him a hot record, get him hot, mm-hmm. so we can get that big label
situation.
We're
bubbling already.
Yeah,
We got some stuff, some things.
Yeah.
Santos, where you from?
It's convoluted. Let's see. I was born in Rhode Island. Lived in Florida. I rep Orlando, Florida, though, because they raised me, they fed me, they made me the man I am.
Mm-hmm.
Lived in Boston for a little while, and then now I'm in L.A.
Nice.
Nice.
Okay. All right, so you got a little bit of North, East England, New England, a little Southern, a little West Coast, a little hodgepodge, a gumbo flavor.
Yeah, well, I'm actually ethnicity wise though, I'm Cape Verdean. I'm not sure if you guys know what that is.
Yeah, shout out to all my Cape Verdeans off the coast.
I don't.
It's a lot of them up in that New England area though, Boston, Rhode Island, all that.
Exactly. That's where they all kind of go.
Okay, explain that to me. I don't know.
I got you. I'll make it easy. Cape Verdean, Amber Rose. Boom.
Nice.
Off the west coast of Africa, Portuguese and African mixed culture, you know what I'm saying? We got our own sauce, our own flavor, kind of our own unique species.
AKA beautiful people.
Yes.
Oh, the women indeed. The women are, for sure.
But I had a Cape Verdean girlfriend. She was the craziest one I've ever met in my life. I don't think I'll go back that culture.
The women are crazy.
Did you have a baby with her?
No.
Oh, man.
Thank God.
Dodged the bullet.
I had a scare with her. Thank goodness it didn't go through.
What you think about Amber Rose putting that tattoo on her forehead, though?
Oh, I didn't even see she had
you
a tattoo.
You didn't see that?
No.
You too seasoned, Bobby. You got to keep up with what's going on.
I can't keep up with everything. Everybody famous, so I can't keep up with everybody.
She put a tattoo of her two children, tatted it right across her forehead.
A picture of them or the name? I'm
going to find the picture. Super, keep it going while I find
it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, God.
So, if y'all just tuning in, DTLR Radio, your fashion, your lifestyle, we got Bobby Valentino up in here, Sans Host. Let's talk about this project, man. Like, let them know.
Oh, yeah. I got a new
name of it.
I got a new project. It's dropping. It's called Sunday Dinner. And it's just kind of a prelude to my family, you know, every Sunday. Oh, Lord.
They're looking at the picture of Amber Rose right now, ladies and gentlemen.
You know, it actually doesn't look that bad.
Man, please. She is too pretty to put anything on her body. But anyway, the album is the album is Sunday Dinner.
Threw it off.
I'm like, why Amber? She's so beautiful. But you know, to each his own.
You know, she a Philly John too. Like, she
Philly John. Yeah,
she from out this way.
She's hot. I ain't gonna front. I mean, I'll take her with or without the tattoo. Either or.
Facts.
And then play Sunday Dinner in the background.
Yeah. So Sunday Dinner is an album that's for my family. Like, I don't have any sex songs on this album. Okay. I just wanted to make like a real R&B album. I know everybody kind of goes away from R&B now because everything is so rap oriented. So
it's fused. It's like a hybrid.
Yeah, it's a hybrid. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So now I wanted to really get back to real R&B.
I just realized why you called it Sunday Dinner. So Bobby always has, like, every Sunday his family gets together and they have dinner, which I haven't been invited to yet. So
you too?
But you in LA.
You too?
I want to go. I'm going to be there one day for sure.
Hey,
but
Melinda, we
got to
set up
sense.
One with the DJs.
Oh man, Bobby!
Exclusive.
Hey, we all come
super
to Bobby House.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby, I know how it is. It's okay. One day I'm gonna get my invite.
I'm gonna invite y'all. One day we are gonna do it somewhere where everybody can come, but everybody can't come to the house. You know what I mean?
Indeed.
But
we
I
do that at DTLR down there. You know?
Yeah.
Make it work.
Right. Definitely.
Thanks. Thank you.
But my mom, I just have her come cook a feast for everybody. Man, we have Sunday. Actually, we should do that for the album release. So that's a good idea.
Yeah,
but yeah, it's just for my family and you know, just talking about real things, real issues that we as people, I think, you know, music is kind of just everything is like just happy when really the world ain't that. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of things that we dealing with, issues, and I wanted to make an album that I feel like everybody can relate to issue wise because we all deal with things. You know what I'm saying? And that's what this album talks about, things that I may have gone through or seen other people going through, and I really wanted to make an album about it. Now, I'm not saying you can't have sex to the music, but there is no song on there that is just saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to beat. You know what I mean? I feel like I've given everybody that a lot, and it was just time for me to be a little bit more mature and adult. But the next album after this one, I might just make a whole prelude to just beat. You know what I mean? But at this time, that's not where my brain is at. My brain is to encourage and to, you know, help and to, you know, be a part of the solution, not the problem.
Well, you make great beat songs.
Yes.
So we're gonna need that soon.
Your beat selection is always on point too.
Oh yeah,
I gotta
give
you kudos on that.
So I just dropped the album too. You guys may not have known. It's called Electric, and it came out 2018, and it's a dope album produced by Tim Kelly that did Slow Down.
I was about to ask who produced Slow Down.
Yeah, Tim
CD.
And Bob.
CD.
Okay.
Tim CD Kelly.
Tim CD.
Was that his nickname, CD, also?
I don't think so.
I'm thinking about another producer.
Yeah. His name's Tim Kelly, though. They produce so many hit records, man. I mean, they did Slow Down, they did Tell Me. They produced like They Don't Know, John B.
Nice.
They did like Thong Song.
Oh, word.
They did like okay. I Really Like What You To Me a song. They did that beat.
So Into You.
So Into You. Yeah. I mean, they've done a million Joe records that were hits. They did like a lot of Toni Braxton records. Like, they've worked with everybody.
So did before you Boys worked with them, did you research them before you worked with them?
Well, I actually, with Mister, we were working on the second album. The second album was dope, too. It was just as good as the first album. I had a chance to work with them. I was probably like 18, 19 at the time. Mm-hmm. And me and Tim really clicked in the studio, and he had me singing ranges that I didn't know I could sing. And he had me really, like, he really worked with me in the studio. And the other guys, they weren't really into it like I was. Mm-hmm. You know, I was the first at the studio and the last to leave. And Tim was the same way. And we just really vibed. And we ended up doing like 6 or 7 Mr. records that would have been smashes, but they never came out. So I said, I went to college after that, and I said, if I do a solo album, I gotta work with them guys, because they were so dope. Mm-hmm. And as soon as I graduated from college, the guy that was managing me at the time, he was like, yo, I found Tim and Bob. I was like, oh, for real? Where they at? So he took me out to L.A., and me and Tim just clicked. I ended up staying in his house, and we just really vibed. We just vibed for like almost a year, man, and just, we would ride around and just vibe. We would go to strip clubs. We would just do all these different things, and I think that that's why that album is such a classic. I think a lot of times now, artists just work with random producers, mm-hmm. and there's never really a vibe, you mm-hmm. know. And I think that when you lock in with somebody for a period of time, they know you, you know them.
I agree.
You know the strengths and the weaknesses. You just get the best product, and you get yeah. music that lasts forever.
They know what to bring you.
Yeah, they know what to bring you. They know how to take you there. You know what they can do, and it's just a vibe. Nowadays, we just go in, or somebody send you beats, and you just write something to it.
Right.
You can still make hits like that, mm-hmm. but I think the classics come from you and that other person really knowing right. each other.
That just organic build.
That organic build. And it may not be the first time y'all go in the studio. It may be the 5th or 6th month down the road that mm-hmm. y'all just really, it really happens for you. So
let's feed them something off from for Sunday dinner, man. Let's get into this. Everybody,
you got everybody.
Let's go into everybody.
Yeah, let's
go
ahead and set that up. So this is a record right here that I produced this beat. Actually, nice. I've been producing a lot, and it's a dope record. I heard it. It's moving, and the hook is pretty simple. And I'm just talking about, you know, being in relationships and different people that you deal with. You want to know that they don't tell that to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You're not just sending me a text. You're sending it to 6 other guys, good morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so basically, you know, especially being in the music industry, you see a lot of young ladies, they all cute and you hollering at them, but they like every guy that's just like you. Mm-hmm. She holler at you as a DJ, she holler at 5 more DJs. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. She holler at a singer, go on the
we
phone.
Know a few.
She holler at mm-hmm. all the other singers too.
So she's a muse.
She's a muse.
She's for everybody.
She's for everybody. And that's what the song is talking about right here.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So that's what the song is basically talking about. It's kind of me being in my feelings a little bit.
Okay, well, let's get into it. Bobby Valentino is here. This is Everybody, DTLR Radio, your fashion, your lifestyle, your music.
Yeah.
To myself, I really can't help. Baby, ain't no secret. I know everyone you be with. When the check come, you leaving. Swear, gotta be a reason. How can something so right feel so wrong? What do I do? What do I do? Oh no. Walk it like you talk it. Say you love me, I won't force it. Girl, you're gorgeous. I just wanna know before I give my all. Girl, you know if I put you in, that's on everything. What you say you love me? Do you tell that shit to everybody? scene, it feel like everybody watching. All up in your business, they be Instagram stalking. How do I know? How do I know? I be doing it too. Yeah, wanna nigga take you out, spend that money on the first night. Met you on the gram, flew you out on the first flight. Walk it like you talk it, say you love me, I won't force it. Girl, you're gorgeous, I just wanna know before I give my all. With you and that's on everything, and I wanna believe everything you're telling me. I know you got a line up on the side, but you say you love me. Do you tell that shit to everybody? Everybody, do you tell that shit to everybody?
Están pendientes a ti, pero tú puesta pa' mí, haciendo que me odien más, porque todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que no te dejas llevar de cualquiera. Y todos te quieren probar. Lo que no saben es que hoy yo te voy a buscar.
Yeah, yeah.
Dile que tú eres mía. Que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía.
Yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía. Yeah, 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 yeah. Bebé, yo soy fan de tu caminar. Te doy todo lo mío hasta mi respirar. Contigo veo todo como en espiral. Quiero tirarnos fotos y que se hagan mirar.
Dile
que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía. Yeah, dile que tú eres mía, mía. Tú sabes que eres mía, mía. Tú misma lo decías cuando yo te lo hacía. Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo. A tu bobo con la for y lo espanto. Muchas me quieren desde que yo canto. Yo soy tu Romeo, pero no santo. A tu pavo con la for y lo espanto. Muchas me quieren desde que yo canto.
Pero yo soy tuyo nada más.
Dile que tú eres mía desde la high. El yerno favorito de tu mic. El coco que tenía todas las Jordan y las Nike. Dile a tu pavo que dejen de darte like. Quiero esta noche entera para recortar los tiempos en la escalera. Dile que yo no soy cualquiera. Yo soy tu primero.
Indeed, we're back right here. Sucker Free Saturdays, DTLR Radio, your fashion, your lifestyle, your music. DJ Riz, I'm here.
DJ Super.
Our special guest, Bobby Malatino, is in the building. Yes,
Santos is in the building as well.
Yes, indeed. Santos Silva is here. Put your social media out there.
Yeah, y'all can follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at I Am Santos Silva. Again, it's I Am S-A-N-T-O-S-S-I-L-V-A. Santos Silva.
And Bobby V.
And Sunday dinner. All right, go ahead. Plug your joint.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My Instagram is at Bobby V Show. Facebook, Bobby V Music. Twitter, Bobby V. And, you know, I can't think of all of them. It's a million. TikTok. Flip block.
Oh, you got a TikTok? You're TikToking?
Man, my family had me on the TikTok. If you check my gram, you'll see me on the dance with my sister. I even got my mom and them. This was this past Sunday. We was TikToking.
Very nice.
They was like, yo, we need to do the new TikTok dance. Yeah, I know, man. I ain't mean to, but it was a family orientation. You know what I mean? So I went ahead and just hopped on in it.
Shout out to TikTok for bringing the family together.
Yeah, for real. TikTok.
So the Sunday dinner, let them know. Sunday dinner. Everywhere.
Sunday dinner. It's not out yet, but everybody, you can stream that right now. Make sure y'all follow at Veltri Music Group. Make sure you follow me at Bobby V Show on Facebook, Bobby V Music. And you know, we're just getting started, man. I'm excited about the future. I'm excited about Santos. I also have a rap artist. His name is Zan Man Trippin. And he's extra dope too. You can follow him at Zan Man Trippin. The next up rap guy, he's extra dope. He's from Atlanta.
I was about to say where he's from.
Yeah, he's from the A. But I think he's from New York, but by way, but he's been in Atlanta forever. So
gotcha.
Most of Atlanta, you know, ain't from Atlanta.
Yeah, so he's country and everything now. So, you know, Atlanta really take a toll on you. But, yeah, I'm just excited about the horizons and what we have coming up, man. I got a lot of dope records on this album, a lot of feel-good songs. And they're not necessarily talking about sad things. There's a couple, you know what I'm saying? I got one called Karma, but I got one called Sunset and, you know, Forever Never Last and, you know, but a lot of feel-good records that you can just ride to. I got one called California. These are all records that you could just... This album right here, you can just start from the top to bottom. Like you said, man, I know how to pick beats. That's one thing that if I don't write a good song, the beat gonna be jamming. You hear me?
So indeed.
That's what I really focus on, just making sure that I pick records that you could ride to, whether the album goes platinum or plastic. You know what I mean? It don't even matter. Those people that hear it, they're gonna love it.
Nice.
We know you pressed for time. I wanted to say real quick, I ran into Chris Anif.
Okay.
The other day.
Yeah.
One of my favorite joints, I had to tell Chris when he sat here and did the show with us too.
Yeah.
City, coast to coast.
I was like,
that record should have been a certified smash, yo.
Hey.
Shout out to my brother Yazilla, because he know that record should have been a certified smash.
That's kind of the story of my career, man. I've done so many hit records with a lot of people that never really saw the light of day, and even for myself, I've done a lot of records that are just dope. But that's just the way the cookie crumbles in the music industry. Sometimes you got to take the good with the bad, and you got to just keep going and keep stepping and keep going hard. And you know, that's my motto, is don't give up, keep chopping at that tree.
Thanks. We got another record though, right?
Yeah. Set up King Me. Let's end it off with King Me.
Yeah, I want to talk about King Me right fast. See, King Me was a record when everybody was doing that R&B talk, like who's the king of R&B and all of that.
Oh, Jacquees and all them?
Yeah, so what I did...
Hey, Bobby V, you still... Okay, let's
go! So what I did is I went to the studio, I produced the beat, wrote the song, and shot the video all in a day. So you can see all of this. It's on YouTube or whatever. You look up King Me, Bobby V. You'll hear the record. The record is dope. And I'm just talking about... I'm just giving my views of why I'm the king of R&B amongst the other kings of R&B. So here we go, right here. King Me, Bobby V. At Veltri Music Group. Let's go.
Whoop. DTLR Radio, your fashion, your lifestyle, your music.
Oh boy.
I've been in. Let's talk about who the greatest on the ground. Chopper on them keys, kingpin, here I am. I don't think you understand me. Politics in the way of my Grammys. Ain't never had no hand-me-downs. Aborting these daughters like Plan B. Started back in 96. Whole money still rich. New whips, new chips. Over 20 Blog sites wanna hate on me, but I still see the great in me. Even though they degrading me, stay down with it patiently. Same numbers, but you got a deal. What's the R without the B? You cannot mention when I mention me. I work with Wayne, I work with Chains, I work with 50. Is you saying? You saying in my own lane. 250 on the Mustang. Rode a 7 out the real. Label tripping, had a deal. I should be in your top 5. Listen close, you can see who I did this beat. I wrote the song, got your girl dripping, singing along. Feature with Future, yeah. Couple of features with Gucci, yeah. Snoop Dogg on the new one, yeah. R. Kells on the remix, yeah. Duet with the Key Sweat, yeah. K. Michelle on the feature, yeah. Meek Mill on the feature, yeah. Rick Ross on the remix, yeah. Duet with Biggie, yeah. Even Tupac was listening. Even Tupac was listening.
Damn. I don't know if Tupac heard a lot of y'all music. If I forgot you, I done did so many features, you know what I mean? I'm in my bag right now, though. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to everybody that rock with me. I rock with you.